Title: Sequence Jungle Dub Siren Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a jungle dub siren that's not just a cheesy FX hit, but an arrangement tool you can actually play, print, and sequence like it belongs inside a proper drum and bass drop. The core idea today is simple. We're going to perform movement with macros, resample that performance into audio, and then edit it into tight phrases that land perfectly at 170 to 174 BPM. That's the difference between random siren noise and this tune has identity. Before we touch anything, set your project tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket. I'll assume 172 BPM. And pick a key that matches your tune, like F minor, G minor, or D minor. This matters because even when something feels like an effect, if it's clashing with the harmonic center, it'll read as messy instead of intentional. Step 1. Create the actual siren instrument. Make a new MIDI track. Drop and wave-eatable. Operator is totally fine if you prefer it, but wave-eatable makes modulation really direct. For oscillator 1, choose a sine or basic shape set to sine. We're keeping this clean at the source because we're going to add grime after. Keep it mono and focused. No unison, one voice. Now set a filter. MS2 or PRD works great. Low pass 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff around 1.2 kHz as a starting point, and give it a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Don't overthink the exact number. We just want it to have some attitude before we even hit distortion. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a siren hit. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain depends on your vibe. If you want pew stabs, bring the sustain way down. If you want holdable notes, keep sustain higher. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it lets go clean, without clicking. Now the two modulations that make it feel like a dub siren, wobble and sweep. For wobble, use LFO1 to modulate oscillator pitch. Keep the pitch amount subtle, think 5 to 25 cents. In jungle, you want it expressive, not nauseating. Sync the LFO rate and try 1/8 or 1/16 so it moves fast enough for DNB. For the big siren motion, you want a pitch sweep. Use envelope 2 or LFO2 map to pitch. If you use LFO2, sync it and try 1/2 note or 1 bar. Then push the amount bigger, like +7 to +12 semitones. That big sweep is what gives you the recognizable whee-woo identity. The goal is, you hold one MIDI note, and the sound itself animates. Cool. Now we convert this into something you can perform quickly. Select your synth and group it into an instrument rack. Now inside that rack, after the synth, build a chain that sounds like a record-ready siren. First, saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not blasting the track into distortion by accident. This is where you get weight and aggression. Next, auto filter for tone control and extra movement. Band pass or low pass both work. Set resonance around 25 to 45%, and you can add a bit of drive if needed. Then echo, turn sync on. Try a dotted eighth or a quarter note, depending on how busy your drums are. High pass the echo, like 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. So it sits behind the main hit instead of turning into harsh fizz. Mix around 10 to 25% as a starting point. Then reverb, medium to large size, decay maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on section. Put some pre-delay on it, like 15 to 35 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz. This is important, you do not want your reverb carrying low mids into the drop. Finally, utility. Keep width controlled. In drum and bass, center punch matters. A siren can be wide in a breakdown, but in the drop it usually earns its place by being mostly mono. Now the key part, macros. You're going to map performance controls so your hands can play arrangement. Here's a solid macro set. Macro 1 is sweep speed, map to your sweep LFO rate or envelope time. Macro 2 is sweep depth, map to the pitch modulation amount. Macro 3 is wobble rate, map to LFO 1 rate. Macro 4 is wobble amount, map to LFO 1 pitch amount. Macro 5 is tone, map to auto filter frequency. Macro 6 is grit, map to saturator drive. Macro 7 is space, map to reverb mix, and optionally echo mix too. Macro 8 is throw, map to echo feedback. Now here's a teacher move that saves you from ruining takes. Set macro ranges, especially for throw. Cap your echo feedback around 55% so you can get hype without the echo spiraling into uncontrolled self-oscillation when you crank it mid-recording. At this point, Create a simple MIDI clip so you can actually audition it in context. Make a two-bar clip with one long note on the root of your key. Or, if you want it to talk with the drums, do short offbeat stabs. Indeed NB, offbeats and end placements are your best friend. You want the siren answering the snare, not sitting on top of it. Now carve space immediately. High pass the siren. Use auto filter or EQ8 and cut everything below at least 200 to 500 Hz. If your bass is huge, don't be shy. Push it up to 600, even 900 Hz. A siren doesn't need sub. It needs presence and timing. Now we set up the resampling workflow, because this is where the advanced arrangement magic happens. Create a new audio track and name it Siren Resample. Set audio from to the siren track itself, not the master. This is a big deal. If you record the whole mix, you're stuck with drums and bass glued to your siren performance. Recording just the siren keeps your arrangement flexible. Set monitoring on the resample track to off. Arm the track. Quick habit check to avoid latency headaches. Keep the siren track monitor on auto, resample track monitor off, and while you're performing, avoid heavy master effects that add look-ahead latency, like limiters or linear phase EQ. You can put those on later when you're not trying to play tight. Now loop an 8-bar region. Hit record, and perform the macros like you're playing an instrument. Think in rolls while you perform. For the drop, short, punchy phrases, low space, more grit, and controlled throw. For breakdowns, longer sweeps, more space, bigger echo throws at the ends of phrases. For fills, fast chirps, abrupt stops, and quick wobble rate shifts. A very usable performance move is to change wobble rate like a tension knob. Go from 1/16 to 1/8 to 1/4 across a phrase, then cut it off hard. That cut is often more exciting than the sound itself. Record multiple takes. And here's an arrangement first habit. Print stems, not just takes. Do one pass that's dry, minimal echo and reverb, so it can sit inside a dense drop. Then do a second pass that's wet, heavy space and throws, so you can feature it in gaps. Two versions makes arranging way faster than trying to force one file to do everything. Once you've got audio printed, now we turn it into an actual sequence jungle phrase. Listen through and find a strong 1-2 bar moment. Select it and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Now enable warp. Warp mode choice matters. If the clip is tonal and effect heavy, Complex Pro is usually safe. If it's noisier, Texture can sound cool. If you need the transients to bite like little stabs, try Beats mode. There's no correct mode. There's only does it punch and does it stay in time. Now you're going to edit it into a vocabulary. Method 1 is manual slicing, which I recommend for maximum control. Zoom in. Split at key moments. In DNB, common slice sizes are 1/8 bar stabs around snares, core bar callouts, and 1 bar motifs you can repeat every 4 or 8 bars. As you slice, use micro fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds on the clip edges. This is the secret weapon. It stops clicks, it lets you hard cut aggressively, and it makes the gating feel deliberate, like you meant it. Method 2 is slice to new MIDI track. Right click the audio clip, slice to a new MIDI track. Choose transient or 1/8 note. Ableton builds a drum rack of slices, and now you can sequence your siren like percussion. This is amazing when you want the siren to become part of the groove, not just a top layer effect. Now, groove and placement. If your snare hits on 2 and 4, avoid dropping the siren right on top of it. A classic jungle move is to place the siren on the end after the snare, like 2.3 and 4.3 in 16ths. Or place a pickup into the snare, like the very end of bar 1 leading into the snare on 2. That makes it call and response, which feels intentional and hype. If something clashes, don't mix it into place. Edit it into place. Hard cut, micro fade, and move it. That's the bar line philosophy. Start phrases on strong grid points, and end them cleanly before the snare hits. Jungle loves confidence. Now we take those phrases and build an arrangement. Here is a template that works over rolling drums without overcooking it. In the intro or atmos section, like 16 bars, use one short teaser every 4 bars. High pass it more, medium space, and slowly automate sweep speed increasing as you approach the drop. You're basically telling the listener something's coming without burning the trick too early. In a 32-bar drop, try this. Bars 1 to 8. Minimal siren. One phrase every 4 bars at most. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a repeating 1-bar motif. Less space, more grit, because the drums are dense. Bars 17 to 24, remove the siren completely. Let the groove breathe. This is negative space as an arrangement tool. Bars 25 to 32, bring it back. And now you earn 1 or 2 echo throws to lift into the next section. For mid-drop fills, Every 8 bars, place a half-bar siren right before a drum fill or crash. Let a small reverb tail happen, then cut it abruptly. That contrast is a classic. Tail, then silence, then slam. For a breakdown, print a long siren performance and reverse one slice for tension, or automate the filter opening into the impact. The siren becomes a narrative, not a decoration. Now a few advanced upgrades, quick and practical. 1. Three-tone siren switch. Inside your instrument rack, make three chains of the same synth, tuned differently, root, plus 5 semitones, plus 7 or plus 12. Map chain selector to one macro called tone steps. While resampling, you can step through tones like a hardware siren box. That sound is instantly recognizable, and it's insanely arrangeable. 2. Subtle dread with frequency shifter. Put it in ring mod, fine around 10 to 40 Hz, mix 5 to 15%. It adds metallic unease without turning everything into noise. 3. Gate the reverb so the drop stays punchy. Put a gate after reverb and sidechain it from drums, or just tune the threshold manually. You get space, but you don't wash the groove. 4. Mid and side spotlight edits. Duplicate your resampled phrase. Make one copy mid only by setting width to 0. Make the other more side-focused with M/S processing and EQ. Now you can put side energy sirens in breakdowns without stepping on the center of your mix. And finally, a big reminder of the common mistakes to avoid.